Finally, Cuban guitarist Manuel Galban died of a heart attack in Havana last week. He was 80 years old. Galban rose to fame as a member of the Buena Vista Social Club. That group consisted of elderly Cuban musicians. They became international stars when U.S. guitarist and producer Ry Cooder brought them together. Galban, like his bandmates, had already had a successful career. In the 60s, he was in a group called Los Zafiros, or the Sapphires. Beto Arcos is a music critic in Los Angeles. He says Galban started humbly in his hometown of Jibara in the province of Holguín in eastern Cuba.
Because of the economic situation in his hometown in Jibara, he moved to Havana in the 50s. And then one day somebody mentioned to him that the group Los Zafiros was looking for a guitarist. Very quickly, they realized he was the man they were looking for.
And what's interesting is that Los Zafiros went on to become one of the most popular Cuban groups of all time there, but they were really, in their sound, more American than Afro-Cuban, weren't they?
They were influenced heavily by the whole doo-wop scene in the U.S. that they, of course, heard on the radio. But what they were doing was very different. They were really mixing, blending these rhythms, Cuban rhythms, with and Caribbean rhythms, because they don't not only play Cuban music, they also played calypsos with American doo-wop. And I think the key figure in this ensemble is really Manuel Galban because of his guitar playing.
Revelación que me estacía. Raro esplendor de fantasía que vive en ti.
Beto, many years later, this song, Luna en tu Mirada, by Galban and his band Los Zafiros, would actually appear on a collaboration between Manuel Galban and Ry Cooder, their Grammy Award-winning album Mambo Sinuendo. Ry Cooder did the Buena Vista Social Club. What was the relationship like, though, between him and Manuel Galban that led to another recording, this continued relationship?
When he found out that he was still around, he, of course, wanted to, you know, get a hold of him and invite him. He brought him in to record in Ibrahim Ferrer's first album, the first after the Buena Vista Social Club.
That was the vocalist, Ibrahim Ferrer.
Yeah, but Ry wanted to do something different. He wanted to record an album with him. It was really like this amazing coming together of two musicians who it was meant to be. You know, these two guitarists from two different worlds, two different cultures, coming together to make something just simply wonderful.
You know, we should add before you go, Beto, that you have a personal connection with Manuel Galban. You were his translator when he did press interviews for this album with Ry Cooder. What was he like as a person?
The most down-to-earth person. I mean, I remember hanging out with him in Paris and just having a great time. He just didn't seem like this, you know, genius of the guitar that he was. He just seemed so down-to-earth, such a personable guy. And, you know, hanging out with him, with his wife, it was just a really, really sweet experience. I really sad about his passing.
Correspondent Beto Arcos in Los Angeles, thank you for helping us remember Cuban guitarist Manuel Galban, who died last week at the age of 80.
Thank you, Marco.